That was everybody's favorite president of baseball operations, Craig Breslow. Not going to lie, he sounded a little nervous there. How can you be nervous when you just inked the best player on your team for $130 million for 8 years? It really is amazing that he can come off as nervous. That should have been one of his victory lap opportunities.
He's not a good public speaker.
No, he's not. It's kind of part of his job.
He sounds like a robot. That's why his true soul joined our show.
He doesn't even sound like a robot because robots don't get nervous. Breslow doesn't get nervous. Breslow just says whatever he wants, and Breslow feels confident about it. Craig Breslow gets nervous. But we're talking about Roman Anthony, the Boston Red Sox. Is Roman Anthony the face of the franchise? 36% of Red Sox fans voting right now believe so, leading our poll at Jumbo Heart on Twitter if you want to join the voting. Let's go to the phone lines now. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Tim in Connecticut. Tim, what are your thoughts on the post-Roman Anthony signing Red Sox?
So I think that's a great. I'm glad they did it. But I got kind of a solution. You guys may or may not agree with it. And it brings in Joe Ryan.
Oh. Yep. So, I'm in. Let's go.
So we keep the three outfielders the way they are. Jaron Duran, Willy Abreu, and Roman Anthony. You put Zaidan at second. You bring Christian Campbell up to play first. You trade Yoshida and Tristan Casas for Joe Ryan.
Thanks for the call, Tim.
Whoa.
That started with so much hope when you said Joe Ryan.
What happened to Trevor Story and Marcelo Meyer and Alex Bregman?
What happened to the Twins not being dumb enough to trade for Tristan Casas and...
Are you going to include Tolley in there or something?
No, that was his trade. It was two guys you don't want to get the guy you want more than anybody in the world.
Two below average fielding.
That's the greatest
lefties.
Trade in baseball sports history. If you pull that off, two guys you literally don't want anymore.
The Herschel Walker trade would be like, wow, even I thought I was impressive.
Tim, I appreciate the effort, but that was one of the worst trade ideas I've ever heard.
I'll give you my crap, and you give me your best player.
That's what that was.
You probably found whatever.
Was that me or Arkant?
That was you.
Oh. Sounded like me kind of doing an Arkant.
It did, right?
That was
your
Arkant.
That was your Kermit the Frog doing Arkant.
Arkant, Mahomes, me.
I think Tim
blended.
Found whatever was left in Aaron Hernandez's flophouse.
Somebody asked me about being high the other day, and I've never been high. Oh, it was you.
Your wife?
No, I talked about how great you sleep if you have like half a gummy.
Yeah, Fitzy's trying to turn me into a
hold on. Can anyone else attest to...
Dan, I will say, you guys know that I am notoriously a night owl and have a horrible sleep schedule. Dan put me on to gummies. They've changed my life.
Wait, what kind of gummies?
Melatonin gummies.
Okay, no. That's not what Fitzy's talking about. No, Fitzy's talking about gummies.
A 5?
THC or whatever it
yes.
is.
Yes.
I've never done it.
What do you THC or whatever it is.
L7!
L7.
Oh, boy. Boy. And this has been brought to you by boomers.biz.
I've actually been told that it would help my IBS as well.
It'll help. I've told you before what would help that. If you just put collagen in your coffee every morning, it would regulate your digestion.
Collagen in my coffee. I'm going
Why?
Back to the phone lines. Rick in New Hampshire.
You're afraid of change, you New Englander.
What's up, Rick?
Oh, hi.
Hi, Rick. Rick, do you put collagen in your coffee?
New Hampshire. And, every game, every pitch. Are you guys watching the games?
Yes.
I get so excited when I see Duran up there.
Mm.
He's not quite as good as he was last year, but he's such an exciting player. He's got so much speed. It seems to me that a lot of the outs he makes are he hits the ball hard, often in the air. And he's a plus-plus fielder. He makes some extraordinary catches. I just hope they don't blow it and get rid of him.
Thanks for the call, Rick.
What drug was Rick on?
I don't know, but I don't want it because I don't like the way he presented himself there.
Boring.
What do you say, a plus-plus fielder?
I mean,
is he watching the games?
Exactly. I was going to turn it on you, Rick. Are you watching the games? He's not a plus-plus fielder. He makes plus-plus plays.
Yes.
He also makes minus-minus plays with regularity. He's had a very... Jekyll and Hyde, not Heckle and Jide year out in left field where he's kicking the ball and all of that. I like Jaron Duran. Like, I think people are turning this into something it's not. Just because you're thinking of trading somebody, you're thinking of trading them to make your baseball team better. It's not because you hate him or you hate him. Yes, we would all like to do the trade of Yoshida and Casas and whoever else you want. Hicks. Let's throw Hicks in there. Yeah, that's an even better trade. If we can trade Hicks and Yoshida and Casas, and hell, we'll throw in Dustin May to get Joe Ryan, it's a great trade. That's not how trades work. I mean, the GM just told us last week that he put everybody on the table in the minor leagues. If you believe him, everybody on the table, loaded up. You can have whoever you want, and they didn't want that.
But he didn't say how many ever.
But it doesn't matter. You think that team's going to want Yoshida instead of all the prospects? Does that make any sense?
Of course it does.
On how many gummies do I need to take for that to make sense?
That's three, at least three.
That's a lot of gummies. Let's go back to the phone lines. Tony in Bridgewater. What's up, Tony?
Hey, first of all, as far as Anthony goes, I see Anthony as the next Kyle Yastrzemski. He has everything going for him. He's got the same temperament. Nothing bothers him. He don't get too excited. But as far as Yoshida goes, stop with these. You can't trade him. That's what the Dodgers were saying last week when they traded me. How do we get rid of this bum? There's always somebody willing to take him, no matter what it's for.
All right, thanks for the call, Tony. Yeah, I don't know. The Red Sox can't trade for the Red Sox own players. I don't know how many more teams are out there that would be willing to trade for Yoshida at $18 million a year. 860 chimed in.
Mm-hmm.
Just got home and put on YouTube. Yes, we're available on YouTube and Twitch if you want to watch.
That's what we tell them every day.
Yeah, that shirt heart. It'd look good on my wife, bleeping dolt.
Wait a second. What?
Making fun of my shirt. Said it would look good on his wife. Probably would. It's a nice shirt.
I'm wearing a shirt that has like barbecue nonsense on it. Like I'm wearing a happy dad shirt. Would my shirt? Can you milk me, Greg?
207 also said, I think I can say this on the air. Someone get hard a J-bone. Can I say that on the air, Stiz?
That's okay.
Too late now?
Yeah, a little bit, Andy.
And is a J-bone just a joint? Is that what I would say about that?
No, I mean, I wouldn't call it that. But
oh, what is it?
A joint.
Didn't I just say that?
I don't think anyone uses J-bone.
Oh, that term. The texture is cooler than everybody else.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Is there any Mary Jane available?
Yeah.
617-779-7937. We're talking about the Boston Red Sox. They lost their first game in a while last night because the pitchers that their GM acquired aren't very good, but they did sign Roman Anthony for the next 8 years, so everybody should rejoice and be happy he's the face of the franchise. Up next, the face of WEEI Afternoons, Ted Johnson, joins the show, and it's time for our three-point stances.